number. Some more on the way. And we got enough to get started. Praise God. Let's love him today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, we love you. Lord, we adore you. God, we praise you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your service, oh God. Bless your people, oh God. Bless the purpose of the Lord in this place. Help us have a great time in the Lord today. Gather our hearts and our minds together in Jesus' name. Bless the worship, bless the songs, bless the music, bless everything. Enjoy yourself in our presence today, oh God. Hallelujah, 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 in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's good to know him, isn't it?
Yes.
Hallelujah. The lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. It's good to know him. Amen. You may be seated if you're watching and listening already. God bless you. We want to greet all that are with us on Facebook and YouTube. Welcome to church. We're live from Norwich, Connecticut, USA. And we're glad to be here, aren't we? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Were many cold? Few are getting frozen. But we're here. And we're going to worship God and warm things up here. Sister Lydia, take it away.
Since I
Every praise.
If you have your Bibles today, I'd like to share something with you that I hope helps you in your present time. One thing about the Word of God, it's always applicable to every time that the Word of God is preached in. There's never a time where the Lord's like, yeah, I'm not good for this time. What was good in the first century is still good in the 21st. And technology and advancements and more people being on the planet doesn't change the gospel that is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Amen. God's word is always going to be eternal. Heaven and earth will pass away, but he said, my word shall not pass away. So it's more enduring than the earth is. It's always relevant for your time. There'll never be a time in your life where you say there's nothing in this book for what I'm going through now. Please admit right now, you're the liar, but God is not. Amen. And don't let your circumstances lie to you and tell you that not even God can handle this one. Hallelujah. We serve a God who can handle anything. The problem's not God. The problem's with us. We try handling everything. We find out real quick that we can't, but yet we're too stupid to realize it, and we keep trying. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2. I don't want to keep you standing long, so Ephesians 2. I'm going to read verse. Hallelujah. Get this thing out of my way. I can find it. Verse 14. And then we're going to read a verse in Psalms, and then I'm going to go right to where we're going to be for a few minutes. Ephesians 2 and 14, Paul writing to the church at Ephesus. He's not writing to the pub down the street. He's writing to the church. And I'm not saying that to discriminate, to throw stones at anybody, but it's important to realize these epistles are written to church people. Anybody can read them, but not everyone will understand them, and it's not going to be to everybody until it is. Right. And we want it to be to everybody, but it won't be until you get in the household of faith. Right. And then the mail to the church will be your mail. Right. If you don't have peace in your life right now, then you can't understand what I'm about to read, but you can because we want you to have it. Right. Amen? Yeah. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of the two one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. The focus is on, for he is our peace. Now he's talking about Jew and Gentiles and how God has made one church out of everybody, to be simple. Psalm 68, verse 1. So remember, for he is our peace. Jesus Christ is our peace. Psalm 68, verse 1. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. I'm going to read this verse to you one more time because there's a three-letter word in that we have a hard time with sometimes. It's the word let. You ever hear the phrase let go? Yes. Let God? Yes. Go and God have a hard time when you don't let. Let God arise. God, who is our peace, let that arise. If that arises, the enemies will be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. Now we're going to land in Mark chapter 4. In the great word of God. And I'm going to read this after you're seated. Let's pray. God, help us today to just glean from the master's hand, God, just a few crumbs even. That'll help us in this world that we live in today, help our mindsets in this world that we live in today, help our spirit, our soul, our body to keep ourselves where we belong on the foundation that God can never be shaken. In Jesus' name. And everyone said amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Thank you for standing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For he is our peace. Praise God. Nobody can mess with your peace. Now, God knows this, but sometimes we forget this. We have to remind ourselves of things that are true, just as true as they've ever been. The days of miracles are not over. The days of wonders and signs are not over. Amen. Just make sure you're not over. Hallelujah. Isn't that right? God's not worried about himself. We're the ones in trouble sometimes. He hasn't lacked in any department he's ever had a department in. All of his departments are functional. The problem is us. We begin reading here in the word of the Lord, verse 35, Mark chapter 4. Praise God. I'll tell you the title in a minute. If I can be brave enough to say it. No, I can't. In the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, because that's all you need. You just need Jesus as he is. He don't need your embellishments. Jesus does not need any Christmas lights to make him more Jesus than he is. And I'm not anti-holiday. I'm just saying he doesn't need our help. He doesn't need turtle wax. He doesn't need shellac. Just take him as he is. Your boat may not look pretty, but if you've got Jesus in it, you've got something special on board. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Please remember that. Hallelujah. Some of you focus too much on your boat instead of what's in it. Praise the Lord. I'm not worried about what anybody thinks of my boat. I'm talking about me. As long as I know who's on board, as he is. Hallelujah. I don't need anybody filleting him. I don't need anybody distilling him. I don't need anybody trying to change him from what he is. I need who he is, just like he is in my boat. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't need anybody watering it down. I don't need anybody lecturing me all day long about why we shouldn't be as excited as we are when we're in church, that we don't need to clap, we don't need to shout, we don't need to jump around, we don't need to run the aisles. Don't talk to me that way. Praise God, I've got him as he is. And he likes shouting. And he likes clapping. And he likes healing. And he likes filling. And he likes creating people a habitation of God for himself. Hallelujah. Praise God. God's not worried about living in you as much as you are in him. So they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. Because again, it's not all about you. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full, and he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. This one who is our peace. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Now, I read that in a lecture type way, but you know that's not how they said it. No more than some of our prayers of late are that monotone. They're hyped up. Now, come on, they're in the middle of the Sea of Galilee. There's a storm of wind. The waves are beating into the ship. It's full. They're in jeopardy. They're not going to just kind of walk up and say, hey, bub, we probably should figure something out here, right? You know, they're shaking him. Don't you care? They're all worked up. See, we're people, and the one thing that we cannot say we don't do is get worked up. We can get worked up in a microsecond about everything from A to Z. And we can read Holy Scripture till we're blue in the face about not being soon angry, but there's some of you who can get sooner angry than God can about himself. And it's like you're set on dial, ready to be angry, especially when you're musing a lot of stormy stuff in your brain. You notice how fast you can snap? Forgive me for being too relevant today. That if you can't be discovered at church, you might be in the wrong place on a Sunday. Right. Praise God. He was in the hind part of the ship. Peace was away from... That's such a good thought. knows where peace is and where peace isn't. And notice that they had to go to where peace was. And you notice that the peace of God wasn't where they were. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. He was in the boat. But don't you think for 1 minute that God's playing volleyball with your thoughts. He's where he is until you're done playing your game and you go to where he is to find what you need. Watch. Master, carest thou not that we perish? I'm envisioning them just shaking him. They're all covered in water. Their hearts are pounding in their chest. And they're just looking like it didn't matter at that time that the Romans were occupying their land. It didn't matter about all the heathen round about. It didn't matter about the Herodians. It didn't matter about the economy. They just knew we're going down. And there comes a point in time when chaos goes to your street address. It doesn't matter what's happening in the world. Just manage what's happening in your little store. Amen. Gotta say it. I know I'm probably ahead of myself, but if God can be the peace in the midst of your little storm, he can be the peace in the midst of a national storm or an international storm as well. He's that big of a peace that no storm is bigger than his peace. Can I say that again in the English language? Let this compute inside your brain that the peace that passes all understanding is greater than any storm that could rise against it. It's not great. You're not greater than the storm. The peace is. That's why it's important that you have the right thing on board your boat. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace. Surprise, surprise. He said something that he was. What else did you expect out of Jesus? Bantering like you're doing? Do you expect him to really sit on the other side of that table and just upchuck all the stuff that you're wanting to upchuck about life and what you're going through? No, what did he say? What did he say to what they were going through at that moment? He said, peace. I just like Brother Rick to imagine what type of tone he said it in. Any parents here? That means you've got kids. Every time that you came bolting through the bedroom door and sort of said, peace! Except you didn't say it in that Jesus way of saying it. You said, knock it off! What's going on in here? Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you don't have any faith? My message to you today is this, and you're going to help me say it. Take your finger and point it to yourself, and repeat after me. I need to calm down. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 I got five shields here. They are. I felt that moisture in that. Good thing it didn't start wetting on me here. Been like a pet. I need to calm down. So a question coming to my mind in contemplating this in prayer was, who is he saying peace to? Well, we know he was rebuking the wind, saying peace to the sea, but there were some people on board too that needed to hear it. And did you notice that when the wind ceased and the sea calmed, that it changed their tone too? I could just see them all just kind of like hanging over the edge of the boat going, just looking around. I mean, Hollywood doesn't tell it right. They just make it so, you know, Hollywood. They ruin everything. They're looking around and watch what they say. What manner of man is this? that all my problems obey him. That was paraphrasing. But they're astonished because the wind and the sea listen to him. He said, "Peace, be still." And the sea said, "Yes, sir." And the wind said, "Yes, sir." And ceased. I could see him just standing there. And he still got stuff on his brain. When he stood up and said, "Peace." You know what he was saying? What was he saying? What was he saying when he said peace? Yeah, he kicked the door open and said, "Quiet. What's going on in here?" We think of peace as that, you know, and you know, it does bring that. But you know, take Hollywood out of this. There wasn't that when he stood up in the boat, this kind of choir music sounding in the heavens and you know, we think of peace as that calm and mellow and just. But sometimes peace walks onto a battlefield and throws a stone in a giant's head. Sometimes peace knocks a wall down flat. Sometimes peace walks up to an ocean and says, "You're in my people's way." Be careful how you interpret the peace of God. We just need to get out of the way so that the peace can do its job. We just need to stay calm. Praise God. Some of us get too worked up about everything. We just need to stay calm. That's how I feel today. It's kind of like Moses said to the children of Israel when the Israelites they had all those Egyptians marching towards them with their chariots, and they were done for. And what's Moses saying? Moses comes up and says, "Be still." Stand still and see the salvation of God. What was he saying? Calm down. It's not so easy, is it? We live in a world today with so many issues today that we could just have every reason in the world not to be calm, to be stirred up, to be anxious, to be troubled, be frustrated, to go to church with this, "Don't you care that we bear it?" And be a Gideon. "Where's God in all this if he's our God? It's all out of control. Where is he?" He's right where he's always been if we'll just let him rise. Hallelujah. Letting him rise means we stop fighting. We stop all the nonsense. We stop being in so much in tune with stuff that we in ourselves cannot control. Right. See, look, all I'm saying here today is, and for whomsoever it applies, maybe it doesn't apply to anybody. It's just a good Bible lesson. But we live in such a time where it could be that it's the Lord who's not worried about the noise outside the church as much as he's worried about the noise in the church. That he's not so much concerned about what the wind's doing and what the waves are doing as in the reaction of the disciples, what they're doing because of this. Yes. Praise God. And he's saying, "Peace, be still." But what he's really telling the disciples is, "You just need to calm down." Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because the peace that passes understanding, which Jesus is, he is that peace. And peace does bring that. It does come with it. He's the Prince of Peace. Is that what the scripture says? His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. And that's who was standing in that boat. His name. His name is Jesus. That is the name in Isaiah 9:6. The Prince of Peace stood up and told the wind, "You just quiet down." And told that sea, "Peace, be still." So it's the tone in which he said it. Don't you think he just walked up there and just kind of got his hands just right? Had to do the... And I'm not here to smack traditions in the head. I'm saying people have an imagination of Jesus and they can't see Jesus, the one who just get up off the boat and said, "Be quiet. I was having a good nap before you started doing your thing." Praise Praise God. Jesus was a man. He was real. He wasn't doing anything so he could give material for book writers, screenwriters, and songwriters. He was being himself. You understand what I'm saying to you today? I'm saying Jesus is still himself. He's still the Prince of Peace. The problem is not the Lord. The problem is us. When everything around us puts us in a place where we don't feel like we've got peace, we have to come back to the Word and say, for He is our peace. And that's all He's saying here today is, come back to me. If you think I'm asleep, I'm not, but wake me up anyhow. I'm your peace. He's our peace. What's the answer? You need to calm down. You need to calm down. You need to calm down. Yeah, but look what everybody's doing out there. It's going this way. It's going that way. And oh my God. Like a parent telling a kid, you just need to calm down. Now, I come from a lot of siblings. And there were times that we just had to get our heads smacked together so that we would just calm down, literally, even. I heard knock it off more times than I could say. We've had the lights turned off on us on our upper floor to get us all to calm down and go to bed because we didn't believe in going to bed right away. We had older brothers across the hall. We had four of us in the other room across the hall. Sometimes there were wars. And we heard peace walking up the stairs. When that stair creaked, we knew, God help us. Kind of like that lady in the nursing home, God help us, or help me. Man, she said it so loud, you could hear it in the nursing station. You thought, my God, is somebody in there beating her? God help me. Just came out of nowhere. Hallelujah. I'm not going to belittle this message. I've already kind of shared with you the crux of it, as you like to say, Sister Judy, but I'm going to finish just the same. He rose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. Now, you can imagine how he said it all you like, and you could be just as right as myself. You have that right to imagine it. Just put them in the situation. He's rising up while the storm's still going on, while they're still all doing their thing. I don't know what they were doing, but they weren't the only one in storm. There were other little ships out there who didn't have him in the hinder part of their ship. So they were just as much depending on what happened in that boat as they were. So just understand this one lesson too. You're not the only person on the planet, and you're not the only child of God in the church. Praise God. You're not the only one going through it. But the good thing is we've all got the same peace. He is our peace. Hallelujah. And He's right for every circumstance and every situation that we go through. And all the Lord is saying is, I need to calm down. I don't care how just you feel for not being calmed down, but Jesus is telling you, you need to calm down. If you're not calmed down today, if life has got you over the barrel, if for some reason you're all worked up, Jesus is telling you, stop it. I'm your peace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. I'll say it again. Stop it. I'm your peace. Yes.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I can stop any storm, but it's you. We read first, for He is our peace. Hope I'm not too loud. No. For He is our peace. And then we read Psalm 68, verse 1. Let God arise. Just let God arise. And to let God arise, who is our peace, because truly, you can't scatter your own enemies. You're not powerful enough, but Jesus is. In order for it to happen, you got to let God arise, and you got to go sit down. Praise God. You got to stand still. You got to stop making so much noise. You got to stop pretending to be the Prince of Peace yourself when you're not the Prince of Peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. You cannot fix anybody else's life. You can't even fix your own life without His help. Be careful about what disasters you get yourself involved in. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Let God arise. Hear what it said? Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let him arise. And when you're in church, you get all this stuff where you're trying to live every day as a child of God and get your thumb stuck in your mouth, you're not letting God arise, you lying little thing. Getting caught in all this soap opera drama of life. Let God arise. Let him stand up in the boat and rebuke the wind, say to the sea, peace. Now, what Jesus said to the disciples when they were behind closed doors after his resurrection, what did he say? Peace be unto you. Why? Because they had no peace. Hiding for fear, troubled, weren't believing the reporters that were coming to him saying he's alive. Oh. You want to tick him off? You just have saints of God come and try to encourage you and you won't let them. You want Jesus to show up into your little hideaway where you're hiding away in your thoughts and your self-pity and feeling sorry for yourself and worried about everything else that's going on in life. You just keep going the way you're going. You're going to get a visit. But you're not going to like it. Because when we don't heed the warning, listen very carefully, he's a God who loves you. And whom he loves, he chastens. And there were times when, regardless of how much Dad loved all of us, we were not listening. He came up and he was Dad. He was Dad. But we were blessed when we just knew Dad and not Dad. But it was the same Dad. You understand me tonight? Jesus is our peace, but he can show up and be our peace with a little bit of a reprimand, a little bit of a rebuke, a little bit of, hey, I talked to you today in church. Why are you still stupid? Why are you still hiding behind closed doors? And why are you trying to arise yourself as if you got the power to rebuke the wind and say to the sea, peace, be still, when you don't? I gathered you today in church to say, I'm your peace. Praise God. And I gathered you to worship, to feel the presence of God, to let the Holy Ghost deal with your soul, and for the stuff to just release from you. And you went home bound. How dumb is that? Clap your hands to the Lord. I'm finishing. Oh, hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Let God arise. And that can be so difficult for people who try to figure it all out and try to handle things on their own because they don't get it. They don't get what Moses knew God was up to something. He was feeling the same impact they were. He saw all the soldiers coming. The sea hadn't parted yet. And he was there calming them because when you know what you know, what you know, you try to pass that on to some people that are just like kids that are just hysterical. Ah! And you're trying to get through all the hysteria to give a word of peace to calm them down. That's all he was trying to do, was calm them down. When he said, stand still and see the salvation of God. What he was really trying to say is you just need to calm down and let God do his thing. Yes. Isn't that right? You need to let God, give God the time to do what God's going to do and just trust him. Amen. And that's the toughest thing for us to do is trust God because we're so attached to everything we're trying to figure out for God how God's going to be God. Yeah. How are you going to do this? I need to know. You ever meet people like that? I need to know just exactly how. I need an outline, detailed plan of how you're going to fix everything that's on my mind. Well, it begins with a dope slap. How does that sound? Isn't that amazing? Growing up, I never once asked how the rent was going to get paid. Yeah, we come to church and ask God how our rent's going to get paid. That's my cue to stop. Verse 39, let's go back to the word so I don't get in trouble. I need to calm down. In this world that we live in today, with all the foolishness that's out there and all the propaganda and all the narratives and all the hatred and all the division and all the stupid people, we got a nation full of stupid people, highly educated stupid people who don't know how to discern between the right hand and the left. But that's the thing about humanity. It's always been that way, regardless of the times. That's why I said the word of God is ever enduring. And I'm not trying to be rude in my speech. I'm just saying even God spoke to Jonah and said, look, why shouldn't I forgive these people who cannot discern between their right and their left? They're like cattle. But Jonah wanted him to burn him up. I spent 3 nights in the deep in a whale, not recognizing it was his fault. But he still wanted to see the fireworks instead of the peace. Instead of people coming to the point of repentance so that God could arise and the enemies be scattered. So people cannot. We cannot expect people to know what we know. So why are we allowing that to affect us where we are? Remember what Jesus told the woman in John 4? You don't know what you worship, but we do. And you can say, well, that's quite arrogant. Right. Take it how you want to take it. He was telling the truth. Jesus is the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. That's who he is. If he says, I am the Lord, that is my name. There's none else. Then I don't care how arrogant you think he is. He is the Lord. There is none else. Amen. Now, we can say the same thing on the side of Calvary's cross, that we're of the truth and the whole world lies in wickedness. That's what the Apostle John said. So why would we allow the wickedness of this world to influence us so that we act like we don't know what to do? They're wicked, we're not. They're lost, we're not. They don't know what they worship, we do. So we have the upper hand. We have the upper hand. Even when we feel the effects of the storm, we're the one with the guy in our boat. Yes. Praise God. Isn't that right? And there are people all around us that do not have him in their boat. But we've got him in our boat. And that's what the Lord's saying. Don't you know what you've got in your boat? I don't expect to see a bunch of warped, frustrated people in the prayer room. Going to church, frustrated about all the stuff in life. I expect you to know that I'm your peace. And that I'm the God who can arise. That when the Philistines rise up against you, when the Midianites rise up against you, when the Amalekites rise up against you, when the Amorites rise, when the White House rises up, I'm still the God who can arise. Hallelujah. You just need to calm down. In closing, watch, I finish with these words. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? Why are you so fearful? How is it that you don't have any faith? We should always know that no matter how chaotic this world becomes or your life becomes, that there's nothing impossible with God. There's nothing. Listen, the song says it like this. Things over my head are under his feet. Not over his head. They can be over our head, but they're not over his. They're under his feet, meaning he's got the control. Everything's in his control, and he just wants to know, do you know that? Do you know who's in your boat? Let's all stand. Amen. Praise God. Would you just talk to the Lord right now? And if you need to calm down, go ahead and do it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, tonight. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. We thank you for your great grace, for being our peace, for being in charge and in control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you tonight. We praise you tonight. We praise you. Hallelujah. We're going to have another song in just a moment, but I'm gonna challenge you right now. Hallelujah. I'm going to challenge your prayer life. Challenge your faith. There are things in our world today that are a storm to us. Hallelujah. Do you have faith? Can Jesus stop the storm? Can this push that seems like it wants to go into areas of our lives and control us like a bunch of socialist commies? Can our prayer and our worship and our yielding and giving up to God, our attachment to the storm and letting God rise, can God calm it all? What if all this mandating and everything else that's happening that seems to be affecting so many people, what if by tomorrow when you wake up, God has said, peace be still, just for you? Don't go scouring back on me now. We just got done saying, praise the Lord and amen to the word, to the one who said, I am God and there is none else, who has subdued kingdoms in times past. And yet here you got a little problem that's affecting your life. Do you have the ability in you right now to pray a prayer? To give some praise unto a God who can do something about this. Amen. Let's pray one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, there's a lot of things impossible to us, out of control to us. But we're not going to let it stop our worship. We're not going to let it stop our praise. We're not going to let it stop our trust. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We believe God. And God, we believe you can rise up in the midst of our boat and speak to the things around us that, God, are trying to trouble us and say, peace, be still. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Because truthfully, in God's eyes, none of those things are as important as you. None of those things are as important as we're making it. A lot of this stuff in life today seems so important because it's being amplified and magnified through many sources. But God, when God looks at stuff, he don't look at it the way we look at it. He looks at it and says, you need to calm down. And we're like, what do you mean we need to calm down? Don't you see that there's a storm? Don't you see this boat's filling up with water? Don't you see that we're going to, what do you mean I need to calm down? I just found about four or five of you, didn't I? But remember what God told Samuel, I don't see like you see. You see the firstborn of Jesse and say, man, that's king stuff right there. And God's saying, you know what, he's not fit to muck a stall. He's not king stuff. I want you to go get the smelly kid in the field. That's my king. God sees like he sees, and he doesn't see it as big as you see it. Every storm that happens in your life is not as cosmic as you and I make it. How many know, parents, that kids have a way of amplifying things? They just fell off a bike and scraped their knee, but they come in the house like they've been shot. What's wrong? Buddy. You come running through from the bedroom, through the kitchen to the back door where they are because you think somebody's beating them to death. And it's just a little owie. But that's us, isn't it? So if the Lord says, you just need to calm down. One more time, he was not worried about the storm as much as he was worried about their reaction to it. Secondly, he wasn't worried about the fact that they had just crucified him as much as they were in hiding as a result of it. Think about it. God bless you.